5. There's little in life that's so disheartening as constant cold. The days weren't so bad. They were on the move, at least, exercising and keeping their blood up. Yet even during the days, she began to dread the open areas they sometimes came to, where the wind howled across miles of broken, bushless rock and between the occasional butte or mesa. These stuck up into the unvarying blue sky like the red fingers of otherwise buried stone giants. The wind seemed to grow ever sharper as they trudged below the milky swirls of cloud moving along the path of the beam. She would hold her chapped hands up to shield her face from it, hating the way her fingers would never go completely numb, but instead turn into dazed things full of buried buzzings. Her eyes would well up with water, and then the tears would gush down her cheeks. These tear tracks never froze. The cold wasn't that bad. It was just deep enough to make their lives a slowly escalating misery. For what pittance would she have sold her immortal soul during those unpleasant days and horrible nights? Sometimes she thought a single sweater would have purchased it. At other times she thought, "No, honey, you got too much self-respect even now. Would you be willing to spend an eternity in hell, or maybe in the toe-dash darkness, for a single sweater? Surely not." Well, maybe not. But if the devil tempting her were to throw in a pair of earmuffs? And it would have taken so little, really, to make them comfortable. She thought of this constantly. They had the food and they had water, too, because at 15-mile intervals along the path, they came to pumps that still worked, pulling great cold gushes of mineral-tasting water from deep under the Badlands. Badlands. She had hours and days and, ultimately, weeks to meditate on that word.